For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey, hey, and welcome back to Unwrapped. I am your host, Tasha Pierce. Thanks for joining me once again at the intersection between pop culture and common sense. So, it's been a big week in political news this week, and I had already promised you guys that I'd be talking a little bit about the Department of Education, and lo and behold, the big day was today, March 20th, 2025. Today was the day that Trump began to officially attempt to abolish, dismantle, destroy the Department of Education. Today, he signed his executive order with a bunch of kids around him because he's psychotic like that. And I am going to tell you, number one, why a wannabe dictator would want to destroy the Department of Education. It's not about saving money. Spoiler alert. It's not about saving money. That would be the excuse that they use, but it has nothing to do with the money, or very little to do, because of course, if they save a little money here, that means they will have money for their tax cuts for billionaires there. But there are other reasons why a dictator would want to put their hands in the educational system. And then I would also like to establish a few of the things that we would need to look out for if this were to become law. Because, of course, just because he signed an executive order, you know this is going to the courts. This is not going to be something that the Democrats, hopefully, will lay down and take without a fight. I think that we can rest assured that there are no Republicans who will join the fight, but we have to assume that the Democrats will put up some sort of resistance, and if they don't, well, that's where we the people step in. So buckle up, grab yourself a cup of coffee, no tea, because you know we don't do tea here. And let's get into why a president who wants to be a dictator, why he would abolish the Department of Education. Let's be real. Knowledge is power. Education isn't just about reading, writing, arithmetic. It is about power. Public schools don't just teach kids facts. They teach them how to think, how to analyze, how to challenge authority. And that is dangerous to anyone trying to consolidate control. An educated public asks questions. They recognize propaganda. They learn history. And that means they can spot warning signs and signals when a government starts going down a dangerous path. We, many of us, had the benefit of a decent public school education. And many of us are educated to the extent that we realize something is going left when we should have went right. Now, if you were a leader, you wanted control, absolute control, what would you do? You start by defunding, dismantling, and discrediting public education. You'd replace facts with ideology, and you make sure that the future generations only learn what you want them to know. And that is exactly what we're seeing today. When you defund public education, you may shift money to private schools, charter programs, and religious-based education systems. And there are differences in the ideologies of each one of those institutions. Of course, we've already seen books be banned. We've already seen restrictions on curriculum, topics on race, history, especially science. They're all being targeted to control narrative. So let's just think, they're going to push you into religious institutions of learning. And your child comes out on the other side thinking that the earth is only 6,000 years old and that women are, in essence, property of men. I know not all religions preach or practice those things, but these fundamentalists that have Trump in their pocket, that is exactly what they teach. Then we attack these teachers and these educators, telling the constituency that they are indoctrinators. They're not educators, they're indoctrinators, rather than professionals who teach critical thinking, because critical thinking is so dangerous to people who want you dumb so that they can keep you under their thumb. We have seen Trump put out a steady stream of this level of propaganda to his diehard followers for literal years. It especially ramped up during this past election cycle. This is when he had made up his mind, it seems, that he's not going to be a benevolent leader. He's not going to be a typical president. He knew when he was running that he wanted absolute control. And if you want absolute control, you have to attack these systems. And he did it. He has his followers buying in to the idea that an education, being able to think critically, learning the skills needed to navigate life without being what most people would consider a sheep, he made them think that that was bad. We're going to turn this stuff back over to the states, and we know that there are some states who already would like to suppress parts of our history. They would like to suppress our scientific knowledge. We know that. We've already seen it happening over the states. And this is before Trump dismantled the Department of Education. So now we have to worry that having too much knowledge, teaching your children, is going to be seen as a sign of dissent. Yeah, wild times, right? But this is not unprecedented. In Nazi Germany, they use education as indoctrination. They purged teachers who didn't align with the Nazi ideology. They rewrote textbooks to promote racial superiority and nationalism. They made loyalty to the state more important than knowledge or truth. They learned a version of the truth, some alternate facts, but they didn't learn history as it truly occurred, and it made them more malleable, especially the young people, the Hitler Youth, remember? Then even in Mao's China between 1949 and 1976, he had a very long regime. There was a cultural revolution, a re-education of sorts, where the teachers, the professors, the intellectuals were labeled enemies of the people. Schools became centers for ideological purity, period. You would learn this ideology, and that's all you needed to know. They did not focus on academic excellence. The students were encouraged to report teachers and family members who questioned the regime, because if you get their mind malleable, they will do whatever you ask of them. And just in a on a small scale, look at who Elon Musk has entrusted as his top deputies in Doge. They are young, impressionable people. He is able to twist their minds with his life experience, and he has made them his foot soldiers in this nonsense. But that's talking about Elon. We're going to get back to Trump and why he would dismantle the Department of Education. There is also Pinochet in Chile, 1973 to 1990. He rewrote history to justify his power. Schools were forced to remove any criticism of the dictatorship. You would be hard-pressed to find anything negative about Pinochet in Chile during those years. Government-controlled curriculum erased human rights abuses, because you can't make yourself sound like a monster and sell that to the people. So we're going to erase that little part of history. We're going to make sure that you do not know some of the heinous things that were done in the name of this dictator. And so these generations between the 70s to the 90s, to the, I guess, to 1990, late 80s, 1990, those generations grew up with like this distorted version of reality. So you know how I talked about the distorted republic? That's exactly what they grew up in. And if we are not careful, that is what they have in store for our young people. Different countries, though, different leaders, but the same playbook. Control education, and you control the future. And that is what we are seeing right now. So what happens at this point when education is dismantled? What's the next step? What's the end game? If the Department of Education is weakened or abolished, there will be, of course, a rise of a private, for-profit education. Schools will become businesses. Quality education will be a privilege, not a right. So one of the things that I can remember hearing about, and I don't have it in front of me, it seems like I heard that, the federal government will offer each family a $10,000 voucher per child to ensure that they get into a private school because they want this whole school choice to be a thing. So, okay, we'll give you a $10,000 voucher for your child to get into one of these private schools. What private school you know costs $10,000 a year? I'll wait. $10,000 might get you a semester. It's not going to get you an entire year. So they've dressed it up to make it sound good, but really it's not feasible, especially for lower income students from lower income homes. Future generations are going to be so easy to manipulate because they don't know what they don't know. They are a blank slate. Now, of course, you can try to educate your children at home, but if they have been indoctrinated to the point where they will report you for giving them an alternative education, we're all in trouble. We're all in trouble. Another thing is a lot of these kids know their rights. They're taught civics education in schools right now. Imagine that being yanked away, making our future generations less informed about their rights and how a democracy even functions. So if you take that away, then you take the science education away, and then the states rewrite their history to downplay uncomfortable truths about slavery, about civil rights, or about authoritarianism itself.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Like all of those facts about Pinochet, about Mao, about Hitler that I just spit, they would never learn that, because then you'd be able to spot a pattern. And they wouldn't want you to know that. Now, I know it sounds like I'm going off on a deep end, but to control the narrative is to control it all. Removing federal oversight of curriculum standards is going to allow states to distort subjects, to eliminate subjects like philosophy, like ethics, media literacy, all of which encourage independent thought. They don't want independent thinkers. They want everybody to think on the same line, because they're running into some resistance from those of us who have had that type of training. So basically, they would push for an education system that prioritizes obedience and nationalism over analytical thinking. They don't want you to know anything. The only thing that you need to know is American exceptionalism. Then we've also seen this week, we're going to roll back some civil rights protections. You know, I thought, and I still think, that him rolling back some of those segregation protections, I thought that it is to bait us Black people into the streets so that they can abuse us and use us for propaganda. But also, they could use it to reintroduce segregation-like disparity. They're going to cut funding to certain areas. They're going to cut resources to certain areas. Low income, minority, disabled, the LGBTQ protections, Title IX enforcement, accommodations for disabled students, all of that could be weakened or removed entirely. With them rolling back this whole segregation thing. So a part of me thinks that that was strategic now. It wasn't about us. It was about, we know we're going to make a class of people who we can keep our foot on because the education that the states will provide them will not be adequate if they're in a marginalized community. Yeah, that in and of itself is a strategy because a dictator doesn't want an educated, empowered working class. They want a compliant, desperate workforce. They want people to see no path towards upward mobility. Wealthier families are going to get high quality education. They got the money to pay for it. Private institutions, public education will crumble. Does it have to? No. But in marginalized areas, it is extremely likely it will. Working class and poor Americans would have fewer opportunities, making them easier to manipulate with propaganda than economic desperation. And then, of course, they would reallocate the resources that they save from funding schools. It would go to a propaganda machine. It would fund an alternative system that is to basically to indoctrinate children with state-approved ideology so that they don't fight back. And it will also go to police and military expansion. Because just in case there are a few pockets of people who get it in their mind that they are going to resist, they will strengthen the military and the police to make you think twice. That in and of itself will make any future resistance harder. Educated citizens are more likely to recognize authoritarianism and resist it. And you see, we are finally, it seems, waking up. Hey, he wants to be a dictator. We better get our asses out in the street and fight this. If they weaken education, it makes it easier to convince people to accept this oppressive bullshit as normal. And it will reduce the number of people with the skills to even organize a protest, to even challenge government overreach. They won't recognize that it's even happening. That is what Trump wants. And nope, he can't possibly believe that he's going to live forever. But a little bird says that he wants his son, Donald Trump Jr., to run for president next. And if he runs for president next, what do you think will happen after he gets out of office? If he ever got out of office, what do you think would happen? It would just be another Trump lined up. We would be in for years of Trump. Years, like literal decades of Donald Trump and these types of policies. You're already erasing a lot of minorities out of like your military history, labeling it DEI. Why would they do that? Besides just being racist, why would they do that? They would do that because they're already setting the stage for you to learn only what they want you to learn, for you to know only what they want you to know. And if it's a little kid, I've got a 2-year-old grandson. If my 2-year-old grandson gets a history book and goes through it and sees nothing that anybody like him has ever done as heroic or as exceptional or as groundbreaking, trailblazing, if he never sees that, then he could never see himself doing those things. It's insidious for someone to think that far ahead. But I guarantee you, there's no way I can prove it, right? But history dictates that this is what they do. And a part of me wonders, okay, do they study prior dictators? Or is this just the way they're wired? I wonder if these types of people, people like Trump, are they just wired that way? Or do you study what another strongman dictators, whatever you want to call them, authoritarians, do you study what they did and then say, hey, I can do that, but put my own little spin on it? Or is this just the way that, are they just broken from birth? And this is the type of person they're going to be. No, a wannabe dictator would not just want to abolish the Department of Education for financial reasons. That would not be the only reason. It would be about consolidating power. An uninformed, poorly educated population is easier to manipulate, is easier to control, easier to exploit. Cutting education means cutting the ability to think critically, to organize, and to fight back. All things a dictator fears. But turning a democracy into a dictatorship, you wouldn't even need to fire a single shot. All you would need to do is start closing school. And this isn't a thought experiment. This is not just some shit that I think. I think this is some shit that's happening. We have to fight back. We need to stay informed, of course, about education policy in your state. If you can, run for the school board. Make sure you are sitting on that board. Just in the event that Congress lets us down, we need to have as many critical thinkers on the school board. That might put a target on our backs, yeah, but at least we'll know what they're thinking. Knowledge is power. Don't let anybody take that from you, anybody at all. Knowledge is power. We need to make sure that we are educating our young ones, because we're watching the foundations of public education be chipped away piece by piece. And if we let it happen, we're going to wake up in a country where the next generation don't know enough to fight back. We're going to have to stay informed. Now, support teachers, support educators, and push back against attacks on education. And that means protesting, because education is the greatest weapon against tyranny. Once knowledge is gone, so is freedom. In the end, an uneducated society is an obedient society. And that's exactly what they want. As I've said many times, thank you for joining me at the intersection between pop culture and common sense. And in the show notes, you will find ways to contact me, ways to support the show, what boycotts we might have on the horizon. Right now, we should be in the thick of our Nestle boycott. So if you have had your cup of Starbucks for today, shame on you. Let's start again tomorrow. We have to put a little pressure on some of these corporations so that they know what side of history to be on. We want them all on the right side of history, and we want to encourage them to do that. So look in the show notes for those boycotts that are upcoming. You guys know, I continuously remind you, Black people are on the presidential shit list. Be very careful when we are out boycotting, if we are out boycotting. Do things to keep yourself safe, because we definitely have a target on our backs. If you have any ideas on what you think our new Department of Education should look like once all this crap is over, please, I'd love to hear about it. Send me your ideas for a structure for our new Department of Education once we oust Trump. Send it to snapaftermoviestv@gmail.com. My first thing for the new Department of Education is every kid eats for free. If we're going to require these children to be at school for 8 hours, if the money to sustain these schools is coming from your paycheck, then that should include lunch for your children, maybe breakfast, depending. You know, the lower income communities, children sometimes only get 2 good meals a day if they are coming for breakfast and if they're coming for lunch to school. We want to make sure that they at least get 2 good meals per day. We want to live in a society, of course, where food is not an issue, where people, we all eat well, healthy, but those are things that are like basic, fundamental human rights. We're not quite there yet, though we can be on the way, because once we get past this, we need as a society to come up with guidelines and guardrails for how we will never, ever, ever be in this position again. But then I'm going on an entirely different rant. So I'm going to stop there. Thank you again for being here with me. And yep, as always, I try to drop knowledge. I don't spill tea. We don't do tea here. You deserve so much more than just tea. All right, guys, I will see you sooner rather than later. We've got lots to talk about. And I appreciate you for joining me. See you in the next one. Peace.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.